Hello, Dog Days podcasters and Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi coming to you from Hudson, Wyoming, where we drove all day and had a nice drive. Last night, we picked up the girls from the Salt Lake City airport and took the hotel shuttle there, made it a little easier. Donna and I, we rented our vehicle while the girls got off the airplane. And then we picked them up. We picked up our vehicle and we headed back to the hotel. Had a very nice time visiting with them last night. Well, we had all kinds of discussions, left, right, and center, whether it was medical or political or whatever. Nothing seemed to be off limits last night for the discussion. And it was very nice. I had a good time. And we got a good night's rest, had some breakfast at the hotel, and then drove from Salt Lake City. Bit of an issue getting out of town because it was a lot of construction in Salt Lake City this time of year, or just this time. And it made for some interesting traffic. We finally got on I-80, and you still got to get through the canyons and following trucks uphill and lots of campers on the road. Gee, can you guess why and where most of them are going? You guessed it, they're going to see an eclipse. That's slow trucks passing slower trucks going up a hill. Lots of that. Once we got out of town and the hills kind of subsided, it was all right. I-80 moved pretty quickly. I think a lot of them took off and went to Ogden, and then it cleared right up. And the terrain flattened out when we crossed the Wyoming border, and it just opened up into what you picture as the rolling hills highway you can see forever. But still, there were trucks passing other trucks. It was crazy. I am doing the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. This is day number 18 for August 18th, 2017. And my topic this year is to go back into the archives of 30 years ago. Hey! I am at a family gathering. And the family has all gathered. We have our last of the family has come in from Michigan. We've got family from New York. We've got family from parts all over the place. Of course, we came from Phoenix, and it's a good time. As we were leaving the hotel this morning, there was a bus outside, a big tour bus, charter bus kind of thing. And there was a gathering, lots of people, lots of suitcases in the hotel lobby. And I said, "Where are we all going?" And this man said to me, "We are going to see the eclipse." And I said, "Oh, really? Well, where are you from?" And he said, "Denmark." I said, "Oh, so wow, that stunned me. I did not expect a lot of people to be coming from around the world to see this." I said, "Where are you going to observe the eclipse?" And he said, "Idaho." So I had expected a lot of the people from the U.S. to migrate to some place along the path of totality, but I did not expect people from around the world. That kind of surprised me. Because had the tables been turned and there was a total eclipse going across Europe, I'm sure some Americans would go over there, but I don't know that I would count myself among them. I'd go, "Oh, we'll wait till the next one comes along in the U.S. So apparently the next one coming along in the U.S. is in 2024, and it's going to come up through Mexico and Texas and cut across the southern states. And if you happen to be around, I think it's St. Louis, Missouri, you're going to be in the path of totality again. There's a big X pattern that crosses North America. So who knows where we're going to be in 7 years when this next one comes or what time of year it's going to be coming. I will find out more about that and get back to you. We did see one interesting road sign that I got a chuckle and I posted it on Facebook. It took us a while. When we started crossing into Wyoming, we started seeing the overhead traffic signs, you know, say how the highway conditions are. There's road construction. Turn on your lights for safety, forest fires ahead, you know, those big light-up signs that go over the road. Well, these said, "Turn on lights during eclipse," which seems kind of obvious, but it's just bizarre because you don't see an eclipse every day. I did not expect that message to show. But I think we saw four of them, and every time we tried to take a picture, we were either too slow, or the sign had changed to its secondary message, something about fires or safety or buckle up or something. And finally got it on the last one as we were coming in to on a little two-lane road up a hill in Wyoming, final stretch of the road. While we were traveling, of course, Donna was on her laptop cranking through the chapters of Podcasting for Dummies and reading to me, and I was referring back. We did get into one little kerfuffle on Highway 80 before we made the turn at Rock Springs. And the word net, short for internet, was capitalized. And she said, but should it be capitalized? I don't know if it was. Are we consistent? And I said, let it go. Move on. That's a style guide thing for the editors. And based on her experience with the editors, I'm not sure they are paying attention to the style guide, to be honest. We have inconsistencies all over, like in bulleted lists. Sometimes there are periods at the end of the sentence. Sometimes there aren't. Sometimes they caught the fact that there aren't, and sometimes they didn't. So I just didn't have the effort to go on about this, whether net should be capitalized or not. But she was concerned about the quality and that my name is on the cover and it could be reflected. And I said it'd be reflected even worse if we missed the deadline for turning in the book. These chapters are taking 2 and 3 hours to go through at the pace we're going. And I said, we've got to keep moving. I feel like we're sort of in this dog sled race and the blizzard is on us and we're freezing cold and we're going to die of starvation if we don't move on. And we don't need to necessarily worry that there's a bungee cord that's flapping behind us on the dog sled. I don't know, terrible analogy, but you get the idea. We need to forge on and stay focused. We're not allowed to make major changes on this, but boy howdy, there are a lot of minor changes to be made. Kind of reminds me of a story that a married couple told us. We were at a wedding reception one time, and the groom turned to this older couple who had been married 50 or 60 years, whatever, and he said, hey, what's your secret to a long and happy marriage? And the husband said, well, when we were married, we made an agreement that I would handle all the big decisions and she would handle all the little decisions. And after 60 years, I'm still waiting for some big decisions. So speaking of married and decisions and agreements a long time ago, I am going to read you message number 470 from, this is my theme if I didn't mention it earlier, I am going back into the archives of 30 years ago and reading some stories that were posted to a bulletin board that I used to help run. And these are printed on dot matrix printer from 1987. This is the early days of the relationship with my wife, whom I refer to as D on these. I tried to anonymize it a bit. So this is message number 470 from May 24th, 1987. The time is 8:43 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Subject, D, dive. Last night, D said she was going to be doing something with her cousin, so I thought I would be on my own for the evening. I told her my plans so that they would know where to find me if things got slow. I went to the rink from 7 to 11 and then went to the Alibi, a.k.a. the dive. About 9:20, Dee and her cousin came into the rink. Well, now things are looking up. She had said she might show up, but don't count on it. Who, me? We skated together for the rest of the night, and then all three of us went down to the dive. Last night was the first time we officially, in quotes, officially danced together. She's not too bad. Sure, we danced before, but it was in my room, and there was no music. She drove me home, and I gave my sister my car for the evening, since I would be riding with Dee. And we said goodnight. She said she had a good time, but I don't think we will make it a regular thing. The Alibi isn't my idea the most romantic place to take a date. To me, it's more like a place to go with the boys and see your friends and get wild. Now Dee knows that. She also knows how I dance when I'm around, quote, the regulars. Mr. Scott knows how I dance, too, to some extent. There is no description for it. I'm not ashamed, because dancing should be fun, and for me it is, fast and slow. Dee now knows another part of C's lifestyle, a part which may soon be condemned. today's plans, I was supposed to help out with our boat again today, and was the case, as was the case yesterday. But when I mentioned I had plans with the for the afternoon, my dad said I wasn't needed. Wow. 2 days in a row with no boat. That doesn't happen very often in the summer. I do have to go tomorrow, half day, then we go to see Grandma and some aunts in Hermansville. Dee gets to meet some relatives on my dad's side of the family. She also has Monday night off, so we can go to the drive-in. Woohoo! That's what it says here, I'm just reading it. Well, it's early. I'm going back to bed so I can get up and greet Dee with a smile when she comes to get me and go to her mom's camp. I guess I kind of forgot to mention that in today's plans, we are going somewhere out by Big Bay Road to her mom's camp most of the day and evening there. Should be fun. I'll let you all know about it. Ow, mosquito bite. Sorry. The sun has gone down and it's starting to get hard to read this dot matrix printer. But that is the reading for today. A few points of reference. As I mentioned, the Alibi is no longer there. I think it turned into a fitness center and then something else. It really was a dive. It was sort of the college hangout just off campus from where I went to college. And the rink, of course, was the roller rink where I used to work in college. And I must have... I don't believe I was working at the roller rink. I think I just said I left the roller rink, but I was working at Computerland. I'm trying to remember what the series was, because I left one job, but still kept another one until I graduated in late 87. I'm trying to remember this all. She might actually have more memories than that of me. As for the dancing thing, no, I don't dance like that anymore. Unless there's alcohol involved. Lots and lots of alcohol. Well, that is it for today. I have to go rejoin the family. I'm going to post this. Thankfully, there's Wi-Fi. And I will be sleeping in a tent. I mean, wonderful Hudson, Wyoming, as I mentioned earlier. It is nice to just get away, unplug. I have been listening to The Dog Days as we were driving and listening. There were times when Donna would read to herself and then say, "Hey, I've got something to run by you." And there were other times where she would read aloud. So while she was reading to herself, I would sneak in a couple of quick episodes. So thank you all for keeping them short and succinct. I will try to be as courteous in the future, of which this one isn't. Have a good weekend. Three more days till the eclipse. But in 3 more days, it'll be over. So I am going to try to do a live cast on Facebook. I don't know if the bandwidth here will hold up. We'll see. We'll see. I did get to look through, my brother-in-law Robert has some nice scopes. He took out one tonight, or this afternoon, that we looked at the sun. It's got a hydrogen alpha filter, so when you look through the eyepiece, it's filtered, and it shows up as red. And we saw some prominences, we saw a couple of sunspots, there's some solar flares coming off of it. It was beautiful. I want to get one of those. They're about $500 though. But hey, in Phoenix, I could look at the sun all the time. And it's nice and small. So I don't have to, haul out the big 8-inch scope, weighs about 100 pounds. It's cumbersome to get in and out of the doors. This one, I just take it out, look at the sun, take some observations, note the sunspots, note any solar flares or anything, bring it back inside. So maybe, we'll see. We'll see if that's on the birthday list for next spring or something. Until then, take care, have fun, and... keep wearing those pajamas. I'm going to keep borrowing people's endings. We'll use that one for today. Thanks. Bye.